If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you. And it's time for the sniff test.
Simply hold them up to your nose, and if you can squeeze them and a liquid comes out and you smell and it smells rotten, guess what? It's rotten.
Yuck. Who that is and what he's sniffing after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. There's an old saying that when something doesn't seem right, it doesn't pass the sniff test. Well, Brad Mason does a lot of sniffing. It's part of his job.
I'm a pioneer field agronomist in Western Illinois.
And what he's here to talk about today is the trend, the gamble.
You might call it a fad, even.
Of planting soybeans well before the soil warms up to 55 degrees, which is what the bean seeds need to start sprouting.
7-8 years ago, a lot of folks started looking at soybeans saying, how do we get more yield out of them? And there were some research folks that started looking at, well, maybe planting date has some effect in it. And so they started planting soybeans earlier than normal. So just moving that ahead by a few days or a few weeks started folks realizing, hey, there's opportunity here to get more yield.
Yeah, if everything goes right.
There is risk.
Yeah, like this spring when it's been cooler longer and for the beans that were planted early.
The question starts to become of, are they still alive? Are they viable? They're not emerging. And so just go out and dig the plants up, the seeds, and if it smells rotten, it's no longer viable.
Yeah, that's when the farmer has to replant the beans. That is expensive. But he says it's a gamble more than half of Illinois soybean growers are now making because when it pays off big.
You know, we used to just plant our soybeans in May, and then we'd kind of groan about having to go cut 50 to 60 bushel beans come the fall. But now they're cutting 70 to 80 bushel beans, and they're questing for 100. I have so many customers call and ask, or we sit down in meetings and say, how do I grow 100 bushel beans?
You can find out more about Brad and his sniff test at pioneer.com.
We've got an agronomy section where we have all sorts of articles and videos, as well as a YouTube channel.
On the food calendar, well, here's a sniff test I will take any day. It's National Shrimp Scampi Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.